mercenaries of militants, no resemblance to any other assembly's heritage. Despair will be the downfall of arrogance. Repairs will be necessary, too much heavy damage, counterintelligence. Spycraft flies past keys, the aviator, resuscitation, reincarnation. I'm the reanimator, greater mind power than Einstein. Genius and insanity, we walk in that fine line. Talking about prime time exposure, face remains poker. Overload the road to stardom like exploding supernovas. Maintain composure, low visibility, violent turbulence. You hear the voice of a surgeon and wake up in an ambulance. You're out of your element.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Comic Gene. I told you we would be back. Derek, how the hell are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Stretch those legs out. I got a little bit of hot butt going on after recording the last issue.
Oh, yeah.
I keep saying issue. I guess it's episode. Episode, issue. Yep. I'm so used to Alex and I have that new V for Valiant typecast where we type it up as if it were a podcast to make fun of all the jackasses that do podcasts like us.
That's okay. I've been calling TV show episodes. I've been calling, instead of episodes, I've been calling them issues lately. I keep on doing that.
Well, there you go. What can you do? And hey, that's also a cheap pop. Check out V for Valiant on allcomic.com because all-comic.com because it is really cool. And I'm 100% biased. So, Derek, for this for this episode, I almost said issue again. I want to talk about something near and dear to not my heart and not your heart. And hopefully nobody else's heart that we know. I want to talk about slabbing. Those that have no idea what I just said and are picturing a big hunk of beef or some such meat on a slab, we are not talking about that, although that sounds delicious. I know, right?
I could go for a steak, yeah.
I am talking about the method that some asshole thought about years and years ago where they take a perfectly good comic book, they send it off to some jackass. He decides that it's graded at this number randomly, however they do it. I'm sure it's not random. And they stick it in this unbreathing plastic case where nobody can ever touch it or read it ever again. And they send it back to you for ridiculous amounts of money. And you hold on to it until you think you can sell it and get your money back. That is 100% what it is. CGC is the main one, the most recognized, followed by, I heard of one recently, and I think it's gaining real ground, CBSC or something. I don't know if you've ever...
I didn't even know about them. Yeah. I know CGC. I see them at cons all around here.
CGC, Certified Guarantee Company, LLC, is the grading standard for these jackasses that do it. And now, disclaimer, I say jackasses, and I mean it, so I don't care if your feelings are hurt.
Fuck them.
Yeah, this is an uncensored... If you listen to this and you're upset by anything we say, then I'm sorry, but go find another podcast. I absolutely hate that fact. I mean, that there is very, very few that I will accept. And this is my list, Derek.
Okay.
Amazing Fantasy 15...
Okay.
Superman number one.
Action Comics number one.
Action Comics.
Yeah, number one. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know what you meant. Yeah.
And then the Batman one that I can't think of at this moment. Detective Comics 27?
27, yes. Okay. Yep.
Those three are probably the only ones that I'm going to accept.
Yeah.
Maybe like Fantastic Four number one. And like, you know maybe. But more the 40 stuff.
Yes. Yeah. To be honest, if I had one of those or even like TMNT number one, first print, I would honestly, I would probably get them slabbed. However, that would be more to make a shrine to it, I guess, and to keep it nice.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't give a shit about value.
And I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
I have three copies of Hellboy number one right now of varying quality.
Yeah.
And I also have his first appearance, first appearance that I could afford, in Next Man issue where he pops up
with
John Byrne series. And they're currently sitting in a frame on my wall. I see absolutely no difference in doing that versus paying $100, dangerously mailing it to some jackass. Yeah. In the States, hoping it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah.
Only to have it... And the problem with CGC is, if you send it to them, they don't... if it gets damaged, they don't take note of that. They'll grade it. You can send them a 9.8 book. It gets damaged. They'll send you back a slabbed 6.0, and you just had to pay $150 plus shipping round trip for that fucking garbage.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, in and of itself is retarded. But, yeah. Oh, the other one I'm thinking of is PGX. I was going to say PGX, okay. But I was thinking of that PGX. That weight loss supplement or whatever the hell they got out there. And that one's gaining ground too. But if you were to take a 9.8 PGX, a 9.8 CGC, and a 9.8 of the other one that I can't remember, I really want to say it's CBSC, but Canadian Broadcast Standards Council keeps popping up, and that's not what I want. But if you put the three of those together, and they're all the same comic, and say they're all Fantastic Four number one, because everybody loves that issue. Who doesn't love that issue?
Oh, fucking right.
CBCS is what it is. Sorry. CBCS. The magic.
CBCS. Okay.
Yeah, CBCScomics.com. That is apparently what it is. And PGX. Yeah,
I'm looking at CGC's website right now, and I'm just frothing at the mouth in rage.
Oh, I know. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, you get those three together, okay? And frankly, they all do the exact same thing. They probably have, there's probably guys working at PGX and CBCS that have worked at CGC, because I'm sure they all, it's probably the same ideas like Marvel and DC in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Everybody just fucking jumped around or whatever. So I guarantee you that the CGC would be worth hundreds and thousands of dollars more than the other two. 100%. Because I dare say they started it. I didn't research that exact point, so I can't tell you for sure. But I mean, CBCS, they have the signature series. If you can prove that they signed it, then they'll do that. Matter of fact, I think you can even like send a picture of them signing it, and they'll do it. They don't have to even be there for it. They're verified. Oh no, that's what it is. Sorry, they have a verified signature program where they have experts that know everybody's signature, and they'll tell you if it's true or not. You don't even have to send anything in. You just send it and signed, and they'll tell you if it's right or not.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, that's great, sure. But
yeah, that's fine, I guess.
You know, I mean, okay, and Batman number one, I guess, counts as well. I would put that in a slab, but I would keep that forever. I would not sell that. Why would I ever sell that? You know?
Oh, no.
So my biggest beef, if people didn't understand, is you're taking a comic that is meant to get joy and love out of, and you're putting it in an airtight box, and nobody can ever read it ever again. Not to say you can't crack these things open. I actually know people that go onto eBay, buy CGC things, and crack it open purposely. Wow. So there is people that do that. They're crusaders at night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, all right. Well, if they're doing it for that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they buy the CGC books only to open them. Like, that's it. That is the only reason.
That's awesome.
So, I mean,
sounds like they have a little bit of, you know, little bit of too much time and money on their hands, but I still appreciate what they're doing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying. I mean, you see these jackasses now, and they're CGCing Batman Zero. And, you know, half of the new 52 line number ones that came out. And like, I'm sorry, guys, but this comes back to the speculating from the last issue, or the last episode C issue again, where none of these books are going to be worth $1 million. None of these books. I bet you
especially Marvel. Yeah, especially Marvel and DC. Like 100%. Any Marvel new. Yeah.
I would bet you $100 or $1 million that none of these are worth $1 million. 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, no fucking way. No way.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is you're spending an exuberant amount of money, and I'm pretty sure it's 100 plus. I've never looked into it, so I just remember talking to somebody about it. And I feel like it's at least $100, I mean, just for the fucking plastic case and the white glove guy's time to look at your book, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure the other two are probably cheaper because they're not as well known.
Yeah, they also, this also created like a monster. They also slab video games and toys now.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead fucking serious.
Like CGC does it? I see they got magazines.
No, honestly, I don't know if they do it, but there are companies that will slab video games and comics. Or, I mean, toys. I mean, yeah.
That's even stupider than doing a comic, man.
It's pretty crazy. Super Metroid sealed. Somebody had it up. Like, that goes for a lot of money. It's, you know, a classic game. I understand that would go for a lot of money. But there was another jackass who had the same thing, only slabbed, and he wants $2,000 for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
don't know. In my opinion on this whole grading thing is when you put that super expensive price up, my reaction is like, why? Who the fuck said this is worth that?
100%.
Who is saying, yeah, like, who the fuck is this? And it just pisses me off when people buy, often, you know, except for those crusaders, I guess, but all those people who are buying this graded shit, all you're doing is just solidifying those prices.
Yeah, you're making it worth people doing it so people will continue to do it. It's a terrible cycle of death.
Oh yeah, big time.
I want to know, and again, I'm assuming that CGC is the first company, and it says celebrating 15 years on their website. So I mean, that's a fair amount of time.
Yeah, that is.
I want to know who decided that these assholes are the ones that can tell you what your comic's worth.
Yeah, what makes them fucking experts? And from what I understand, the guy that started it, like, I think, like, this dude was just, like, an old-school, like, grifter who was just like, oh, man, these suckers will, you know, I can look at these comics and get assholes to fucking pay me to grade them.
Yeah, exactly. My name is fucking George whatever, Costanza, and I'm gonna grade your comic book now.
You know? Serenity Now.
Yeah, like, that's what I never understood. Who the fuck made these guys the guys that can do this? I mean, I'm still looking at CGC. I see they got CGC magazines, lobby cards, vintage photographs. Like, you know, you assholes can buy a fucking frame, right?
Yeah. Tyler and I are experts. Please send us your comics. We will grade them. You may or may not get them back. I don't know.
I promise we will never send them back. unless you guys send us a bunch of, like, I don't know, DC books, and then I might give them back to you. Unless they're old school DC. If it's 52 books, I don't want them.
Oh, I know.
Shut up, Derek. I don't understand. I don't. I having them on your wall. I mean, I've seen pictures of people bragging that, you know, my man cave wall has 50 of these comics, and they're crying soundlessly on the wall. And I mean, these are the kind of guys, they don't actually own the trade. They don't own another copy for reading, which, again, yeah, it's not, there's no excuse to, yeah, to slab them. You know,
yeah, I see people slabbing, like, new Marvel number ones and new 52 number ones a lot. And I'm like, fuck, why?
You know what I heard happens?
What?
Right off the printer, say Marvel prints number, Ant-Man number one. Right, okay, off the printer, somebody that works there, or there's some scam where they, yeah, will take 10 books and immediately send it to CGC because they want to, okay, get it. They want to get a 10 fresh off the printer. One person has ever touched them, and they're probably wearing gloves, and they mail them, yeah, to CGC to try to get a 10. Tens are super rare. Tens you have to almost.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh yeah,
even 9.9s, right?
Oh yeah, like I would highly doubt if my comic shop had a 10 in there right now.
Yeah, I mean, once it gets to the shop, forget about it. You're never going to see a 10. You're going to be lucky if you get a 9.5.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah, most in your typical comic shop, most comics are like 8 or lower.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you look at them; they got the crinkle on them. They've been, yeah, banded. They've been, yeah, touched by the last jackass. You know. I mean, I guess unless your comic is the shop is the one that bags and boards everything, which I hate, then, you know, maybe they get them out of their box and then they put them right into a bag, right?
Yeah.
But And it's scams like that, you know, where they pull it right off the printer, that make this CGC thing what it is. The fact that people are willing to probably steal, I would assume. You know, 1, 2, 3, 10, whatever, however many issues.
Yeah, I would guess so, because I don't think you can work in like a warehouse or a printing place or whatever like that and just take shit.
Well, and I'm pretty sure you can't be like, hey, boss, Marvel just printed these comics. Can I, you know, buy some? I'm pretty sure they're not going to have a cash box where you can just buy whatever's printed.
I'm sure
Marvel would be super pissed about that.
No, I'm sure you have to go to a comic book shop like everybody else.
Yeah, so I bet money again that they're probably stolen. And they go out and they do this, and then, you know, 3 weeks, a month, however long it takes these jackasses to grade them, you see seller 123 has 10 9.9 copies of Ant-Man number 1 on the fucking on eBay, and they're all selling for, you know, $300 each or something stupid. Because Ant-Man movie's coming, you better get Ant-Man number 1.
Oh my god, that's just it makes me so mad.
And you know, and in the exact same breath, I can't tell who's stupider. The guys that slab them or the assholes that fall for it and buy them.
I don't know. They're both just, I don't know. One's an asshole and one's just a moron.
It just astounds me. I was looking at Valiant stuff, as I mentioned in the last podcast, I'm really up on Valiant. So I'm just curious. I'm just looking on eBay at Valiant stuff, see if I can get some cheap lots, buy some of the 90s stuff. And I bought a few, $20 for like 30 issues of XO and that kind of stuff. I mean, they're probably not very good quality, but I don't care. I just want to read them. And at the moment, I don't want to buy the XO Omnibus because I'm being cheap. Because it's like $100. I will eventually. So I'm looking. And you see, you know, Valiant, you know, 1990s Valiant slabbed 9.4. Like, they must have slabbed this shit a long time ago. Excuse me. Or kept it really pristine and then slabbed it or whatever. The fact that it's gone and that Magnus Robot Fighter, right now it's being poorly done over at Dynamite, and somebody wants to read Magnus Fighter number 1. I mean, why slab that? It's almost like you're taking away the opportunity for somebody else to read the book.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you go and try to sell it. If again, I don't agree with it, but if you personally slab something because you want to shrine it, and you know you will never sell it, you know, like, that is never your intention. I mean, unless you become dirt poor, and I guess you have to sell it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like you said, TMNT, that would mean a lot to you, and that might be a different thing. But in the same breath, there is lots of really great frames out there that cost a lot less, and you could just fucking frame it, and there'd be no problems, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, I'm on eBay right now. I'm looking at this. This asshole has a Justice League, New 52 Justice League, number 28.
What?
Number 28. He has this shit slabbed, and he wants $270 for it.
That's because he paid $150 to get it done. What is so special about 28?
Nothing.
I stopped. Oh, is that the first Metal Man? The new
wait, what issues Metal were they? Man? I can't even remember what issues they were. But that wouldn't be like the first appearance of the Metal Man.
No, it would be the first appearance in New 52 of Metal Man. I'm looking at the cover now.
Yeah,
and it shows the Metal Man on it. So I think that's
okay. All right, would be Metal. Yeah. Well, that's stupid because it's not like they haven't been around.
I went through all my long boxes and I want to get rid of. I have Justice League number 1-17 and I want to sell them because I will never read them again because I don't care.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not gonna haul around 4 short boxes full of crap that I'm never gonna look at in the hopes that one day I make more than cover price. You know?
Yeah.
That's stupid. I'm not an idiot. We're gonna move. I don't want to fucking lug this shit around all the time.
Yeah.
So eventually,
those Snyder Batman issues go for quite a bit nowadays.
Well, I'm not gonna sell Batman. I have the first, I don't know, 15 issues of Batman before I switched digital. I have a Midtown certified Scott Snyder signed first print Swamp Thing number 1.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell that. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have every Snyder issue that Batman or that he's ever done of Batman. You know, the Detective Comics run and the, you know, what whatever it was called.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like Black Mirror and stuff. Yeah, I actually have those too. That's what actually, that's the only reason why I started reading.
Yeah, I have all those issues. Yeah, no, but those are nice to have, and that's nothing I'm ever gonna sell. But I'm just saying, like, you know, just ungraded, you know, you could sell those for at least a few hundred bucks at least.
Probably, but that's not my point. I want to get rid of the crap that I'm not gonna touch. Batman stays, Swamp Thing stays.
Yeah,
like I have those six wooden boxes, like wooden short boxes, and they're all they got like. Tabs and everything. Like I'm not getting rid of those.
Yeah, especially those early issues, because I, you know, kind of the ending was underwhelming. But by and large, I think that Court of Owls whole saga was something special.
Yeah, it's been the best thing they've done in that series so far.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
But yeah, so I want to sell that stuff just regularly. I'm going to put 17 issues in a box, nice and careful, like, and sell it to somebody for whatever. $20, $30, you know, whatever it is, and be done with it. I'm not going to send Justice League number one that's only ever been read once and been perfectly kept, because that's just how I treat my stuff. I'm not going to send it to TGC and get it and try to fucking sell it for $200.
Fuck them.
Like, it's just stupid. People want to read Justice League number one. If the next guy, if somebody buys it from me and they want to go and slab it, because they're idiots. I mean, they already paid me money. I don't care what you do. But I mean, even Justice League of America number one. I bought that. I thought that series was awful.
Yeah.
And I stopped reading it after number one. But there was so many copies of that printed. CGC or that is not worth a dime.
No, it's not. That thing was just overly printed.
My comic shop had two full order stacks. Unopened in the plastic, sitting on the shelf forever until he threw them in the 20-cent bin downstairs that nobody ever looks at anyway.
Yep, that's exactly what my shop did. They were up there forever, and now they're in one of the dollar bins or $2 bins, whatever.
Yeah, like even, you know what? I have a bunch of those fucking 3D cover lenticular whatever. And I'll sell those online. I don't care. I'm not looking to try to scam somebody for $50. I don't care. I just want them done. If I can get more than cover price, as far as I'm concerned, that's a win.
Oh yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to look. If the Joker lenticular cover is selling on average for $35, I'm not going to put it up for $5. I'll put it up. I'll put it up for like $25. Sell it quick and be done with it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But again, it's hopefully goes to somebody that's going to fucking read the comic. Even though it was crap, hopefully it goes to somebody that reads it.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that's my biggest problem with CGC.
I have a lot of comics I need to sell. I'm running out of room.
I know. I just went through the four long boxes. I didn't even go through my short box, my four short boxes. Out of four, there's one with stuff that I'm keeping. The other three I don't care about.
I have a complete run of Savage Hawk, man. You want to buy it?
Not even a little bit. I'm pretty sure you could probably just burn those.
Probably, because I have actually tried to sell them on eBay, and even for like a fairly discounted price, nobody wants that shit.
That was Liefeld for most of it, wasn't it?
He wrote like three or four issues, and then he stopped writing, but he was still doing the covers.
I remember people were like, "Hey, you know what? Savage Hawkman isn't bad." And then like two issues later, like, "Holy fuck, Liefeld ruins everything!" And everybody like flipped out, and that was the last I heard of it.
It started. The first few issues were like, "All right, this is something different for Hawkman. This might work," and it was good, and I liked where it was going. And then all of a sudden, Liefeld, and it's just awful.
typical. I don't know. I don't see why you can't just sell shit on eBay or to your shop. I mean, if Kayla didn't tell me I should look at eBay at least before selling it, I was just gonna bring these three boxes to a local shop and just be like, "Yeah, give me whatever you want for them," because I don't care. I don't want them. I have no desire to have these. I have no desire to own them anymore. I also don't want to do all the work of taking pictures, putting up a fucking description on eBay, you know, putting it on eBay, waiting on eBay, figuring out a price, sending it to some jackass, waiting for this. Oh, they're going to complain because this corner was bent. They want their money back. Well, I don't want to deal with that. I really and truly don't. But I might do it. I might do it for some. And other ones, like, I got, like, Fury of the Firestorm 1-5 and Teen Titans 1-5. And I might just give them to my shop and be like, fuck, just get rid of them. I don't want them anymore. You know, get them out of my face. And that's what it comes down to. And bring everything back to the circle here. The slabbing, you just, it's 90% people that are just looking to resell because they hope to make money based on them seeing stuff like Action Comics number one selling for $2 million or whatever that was.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why CGC is what it is and lasts where it is, because of jackasses like that fall for the trap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
And I mean, they ruin it for everybody else on eBay that might missing. Might be missing an issue, and they can't buy it because it's all too expensive.
Yeah, they do. It's awful. We'll have to talk about it after. I don't want to drop names, but there's a specific person that's all about the grading and all about buying up like 7, 8, 9 copies of of an obscure comic just so he can corner the market on it.
What, that we both know?
Yeah, we both know him.
Former RCB?
I don't want to say.
That's too much?
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah.
That almost answered my question anyway. But
I basically already. I might as well have just said yes.
I hear you. I probably guess who. But no, I agree. That's ridiculous. I mean, to me, it falls under the same ridiculousness, or at least very similar, to people that will buy all 50 variant covers of Justice League of America number one.
Yeah.
It's that same stupidity. And that kind of stupidity that will continue to let publishers do that to you, and will continue to let speculators do that to you. Over and over and over.
I'm actually not a big fan of, like, you know, those comics that have like 80 variants or whatever.
No, I buy the one that I like, even Valiant. They have, you know, 6, but they're all really good. But hey, I really like this one, so I'm going to buy this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, usually if they're above, usually if they're even $1 above cover price, I'm like, nope, don't want it.
Well, that, and you already spend $300 every time you go to your shop.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I typically, you know, spend like over $100 a week on comic books. So
I'm pretty sure your shop should just give you whatever variant you want for free.
Yeah, really. And yeah, it's to the point now where I, you know, I really should be getting some sort of like bulk discount. I mean, I get a discount, a pretty decent one, but you know, it should be more.
Yeah, that's also another tale for another time. You and your terrible, terrible comic problem. I'm not even gonna say addiction. I'm gonna say problem. Oh man. So I think that's it. I think we've shat on CGC as much as we can. I mean, unless you have something you want to add, you got a minute for a final word here, Derek.
Just to reiterate, like, I want to know who these fuckers are. Like, who the fuck are you to, like, to, what makes you a fucking expert more than me? And also, like, these people on eBay, like, that are selling comics that are maybe, you know, a comic that's worth maybe $20 and you're selling it slabbed for like $300. Like, what makes that book worth that? Like, says who, you know? And, you know, and to the asshole buying that $300 comic, dude, fuck you. All you're doing is just solidifying that price.
I don't think I could have said that better if I had said that myself.
All right.
Until next time, everybody, I am Tyler. That is Derek. No matter what you just heard on this program, we definitely love comics.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So with that said, we are going to record some more episodes, some more issues, as it were, and we will be back Same bat time, same bat channel. Until next time, you worship comics, and not the ones that are fucking slabbed. Comics are meant to be read. Damn it.
Yes.